This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hello, this is Grant Thompson, and thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast at northsound1.com/listen again. On this week's podcast, packed full of stuff that you've heard over the last 7 days on North Sound 1. We had the lovely Frances winning loads of prizes on Top of the Class. You can hear that in a minute. Martin from Weekend Breakfast spoke to District 3 off of X Factor. And John Mellis. Let's kick off with John speaking to one of my comic heroes. Daniel Sloss was in Aberdeen on Friday at the Lemon Tree. And here's Daniel talking about how he loves playing the Lemon Tree. It's one of his favourite gigs to play.
Oh, yeah. Like, the Lemon Tree is like one of those sort of gigs for us. And by us, I mean me and my support act, Kai, which is in the nicest sense. It's just, it's easiest. It's not even like we're doing our job. I feel like I'm cheating when I'm there, just because everyone's always just sort of really up for it, and they're properly impossible to offend as well.
You think?
Oh, so much. Like, you could do, like, I've got some jokes myself. I mean, I'm not an offensive comic, but I've got some jokes that are sort of maybe a bit out there, and right. It's always sort of places where in other parts of the country you get sort of like, oh no, you can't say that, but they still laugh. And Aberdeen are like, no, more of that. Give us more. No. Come on. You think that's offensive? Give me more.
This gig. This is probably the first time you've done Aberdeen since you've moved out of home, that you're into
it
a new
is.
Place.
Yeah.
How's that working out for you?
It's awesome. I no longer live with my parents. I got my own place. I get to do things I couldn't normally do at home, like fail to eat because I'm lazy, and own a velociraptor, which I do.
What? Fantastic.
Yeah.
So these are how old are you now?
I'm 22.
22. I'm thinking, I don't ever recall any guidance teacher in school saying, do you know what, comedy, that'd be really good for you.
Yeah, no, they were all really disappointed in me. Yeah, they were like, this isn't going to be a good career choice for you. And I was like, well, I'm not going to really take career guidance from someone who's a career guidance counsellor.
Exactly.
I think
right.
This is very much the pot calling the kettle black here. This is, come on now.
Exactly right. But you knew in school this is what you wanted to do.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Like, I knew it's what I wanted to do. I never thought I'd be able to actually, you know, do it.
This show, what can we expect from it?
Oh, just, no, don't, you're not going to learn anything. I'm not going to change your opinion. You're not going to leave feeling better about yourself. I'm like, oh, that was really interesting. He made me think, it's just me talking about stupid things like I always do. But it's good fun.
I'm sure it will be. Got a DVD out as well, which we're going to give away in just a second, and tickets for the gig at the Lemon Tree. Have a fantastic time.
Thank you very much.
And let's hope that audience continue to encourage you to say whatever you want.
I know, I hope so.
Cheers, Daniel.
Thanks very much.
Daniel Sloss, such a nice guy. There he is speaking to John Mellis on the North East North Sound 1, where last week it was £1,000 Thursday. Here's what happened when Andy and Craig on the big drive home gave away £1,000 of North Sound 1 cash.
Hello?
Hello, Dawn?
Uh-huh.
It's Andy and Craig from North Sound 1's big drive home. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. What are you up to at the moment?
I'm just waiting with my chums.
Okay. Are you going out?
Yeah, we're going for a hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate? That's not very rock and roll, is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, I know it's getting towards the end of the month and you're probably starting to run out of cash and you don't want to spend an awful lot because, well, Christmas is coming up.
Yep.
So, with that in mind, you obviously took part in £1,000 Thursday.
Yep.
And you send your text in.
Yep.
You've got the £1,000! Well done!
Another £1,000 Thursday, back soon on North Sound 1, the home of Martin Morrison's Weekend Breakfast Show, here Saturday mornings from 6. And here's Martin speaking to District 3 off of X Factor.
Guys, how you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you.
How are you?
Perfect, yeah.
So we're taking a break in between shows right now. We've just done the family show.
Yes.
We're going to do the over shows very soon.
Yeah.
Welcome to Aberdeen, first of all. How was the first gig for you?
Yeah,
really enjoyed it.
Yeah, the girls were awesome.
Yeah.
They were lovely. And, you know, it was good fun. Like, it's our first time in Aberdeen.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we're having a great time so far.
Yeah. Tell us a bit about it. Let's start at the beginning. X Factor journey for you guys. You went on that stage. Did you ever think you would get to this point? Did you ever think you'd get to the live shows?
Never. Like, even from our first audition, we didn't think we'd make it to boot camp. Do you know what I mean? It's like, because what we do, just writing and rehearsing in our bedroom, is completely different to stepping out on stage in front of thousands. So, yeah, we were over the moon even after that first audition. But, you know, to get to, you know, seventh was, yeah, it was a really big achievement for us.
The journey, at any point did you go, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe I've gone to judges' houses. I can't believe this.
Yeah. Every week, man. Yeah, every Saturday night when you step out on that stage, like, the nerves never go, the adrenaline never goes. Mm. And, yeah, like, you do treat every week as though it's your last.
Tell us about the reaction you had then. Did you, because obviously, crazy fan base. is that something you expected?
Not really. At all. I mean, like, we just went into the competition as just like trying to do it for some fun and seeing how far we could go, obviously. Things have turned out a little bit surreal, to be fair. It's gone a bit in a crazy direction. It's been fun, though. It's been a lot of fun.
Would you change anything about the journey?
No.
Definitely not.
Just wouldn't have sang I swear on week two of the show. Apart from that, it's all been really good fun. Great experience.
We probably would have like stick to us a little bit more on the show as well.
Yeah.
If we had to change anything.
Yeah.
But besides that, no regrets.
No.
That's what we like. So you've come off the show now. Lots of club gigs, is it?
Yeah. Just as soon as we came out on the Sunday, and from the Monday onwards, you know, it's been really busy, which is why our voices sound all over the place at the moment. But we got this up until like Christmas time, and then just looking forward to the X Factor tour in January.
Yeah, the tour's going to be another phenomenal. You're going to come back up here, of course.
Yes,
of course.
Exactly. That's going to be really fun.
You're going to know what to expect, which is good. So what's next? You've got the X Factor tour. What's next?
Yeah. Well, you know, even before we'd done The X Factor, we were always like writing and producing, and so it's going to be really sort of nice to get back to that and work hard on the album.
Nice one. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
You're checking out a download from NorthSound1.com/listen again. This is the best of NorthSound 1 podcast. It's Grant Thompson right here. And we're doing the best of NorthSound 1. Over the last 7 days, you might have heard this on NorthSound 1. It was top of the class on Friday morning, and Frances had a very tense couple of minutes, and then she walked away with all the prizes. Here's what happened.
I would normally let you pick one of the kids here, but we've only got Georgia because it's Friday morning, so shall we just say hello?
Hello.
Hi, I'm Georgia. I'm 5 years old. I've got two gerbils at home. They're called Honey and Sunny. They always eat toilet tubes. If they ever got hurt, I would put a bandage on their leg.
Oh, bless. Okay. You've got a six-year-old, Francis.
I do, yeah.
Right, okay. Well, you're probably in the mindset of these kids, because you can meet Georgia here's five, so... Well, let's see if it helps you out here. First thing we asked Georgia was, what do you want to be when you grow up? Did she say... a doctor, a dancer, or a TV star?
A doctor.
A doctor? I'm a celebrity, get me out of here! Get me out of here!
Get me out of here, Fix Factor!
Right, well, we asked Georgia, what would you find in a jungle? Did she say snakes, chocolate trees, or Ant and Dec?
I'll say snakes.
Snakes. Okay, now the next thing you got to do is you got to work out the name of the movie. You're going to hear a classic movie line that Georgia's going to reenact for you here. You ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Yo, Adrian.
Right. Name the movie.
I don't know what she's saying.
Yo, Adrian!
To be honest,
in the movie, we didn't know what the person was saying, to be honest, either. Adrian!
Yo, Adrian. Adrian.
I thought it was easy this week.
It is easy.
It is easy.
The northeast of Scotland is shouting at their radio right now. The name of the movie. Say the film.
Rocky.
I feel like I've lost half a score in the tension.
Oh my goodness me, let's find out.
That was Rocky.
Yay! God, everybody knew it. Right, I'm a celebrity's on. What would you find in the jungle?
A snake.
Snakes? Yay. Okay, we've got 2 out of 3 so far.
Good luck.
If Georgia says she wants to be a doctor, you've just won the big bumper prize. Good luck, here we go.
Thank you.
What are you going to be when you grow up? How long did it take for Rocky?
Grow up and leave school, I want to be a doctor.
Oh, Francis.
I thought
we would never get there. Right, well done. This is what you've won today.
Yes, we are going to give you some tickets to go and see Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs at His Majesty's Theatre. And you and your friend, I hear you say, are going to go and see Gary Barlow next year at the AEC. It's the 11th of January. Well done.
All right, well done. Have a lovely weekend. Enjoy your Friday.
Thank you very much.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound1.com/listen again.